Hey, in this video, I'm talking about creator burnout and burnouts for people on the autism spectrum in general with my friend, Zach James, coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I'm making weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you want to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button. Oh, also, anybody who's watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like and a follow to see daily uploads. Right, so as you can see, I have somebody with me on the show today in this episode. This is Zach James. He actually runs, you run like a few different channels, don't you? How many channels?
I would say two that we're very known for, publicly known for, and Yo Mama's probably our most popular YouTube channel.
The big one, the big boy. I think you guys like boasting like millions on it. What you got, like 4 million, 5 million? What do you got?
To be honest, I haven't really kept track in a while. I'm guessing, I would say we're close to 5 million. We're getting there.
Dude, it's so good. I have like 122,000 subscribers. YOLO. I'll get there though. We'll get a million. Don't worry about it. We'll do it somehow. We're gonna do it. Don't worry. You guys, and we're all gonna do it. But no, it's dope. I love seeing it. I love seeing awesome creative people, and then I love seeing successful creatives. I just gets my juices flowing. So right. So I was talking to Zach. It's pretty crazy actually. So I started following Zach because somebody said, hey, you should check out his stuff. He's funny and whatever, and like his Instagram is dope, and the Instagram is also private, which I find quite interesting. So I followed you on Instagram, and then you sent me a DM saying, and like, hey, somebody was just talking about you on my channel. And I was like, well, how weird is that, right? So we then, we just talking and, you know, shooting the convo about autism in general. And we both happen to be YouTubers and we're both on the spectrum. And that's kind of, that's crazy cool, right? And so we decided that we would do this video talking about like autism burnout, but from like a creative aspect. I think that's going to be really cool because I think like there's so much you can take away from this, and there's so much conversation to be had. I thought it'd be a really cool conversation. Isn't that right, Zach?
Yes, and it's very much so.
Zach also has a deeper voice than me, so I'm like the chipmunk over here, and Zach's like he's like the baritone guy from the, what's that band? You know, what's that band called? They were like something funny. I can't remember the name now. They're like a YouTube band.
Pentatonix. Pentatonix. Yeah, they did the Lindsay Sterling collab, right?
Yeah, they did. They did a bunch of stuff, man. They're crazy. But you like the baritone singer from that. His name is Avi, I think, or something like that. Or Avi, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, this is besides the point. So I've prepared like a list of discussion topics / questions. I guess you could interpret it as questions. That means I can discuss about autism burnout, because I think like both of us being creators at work, like self-employed, working at home, and like working on YouTube, it's like a mile away from any other job I've ever done in my life, and there's some really interesting takeaways in it. And Zach, like I don't know what videos you've seen of mine, but a couple months ago I did a video where I was talking about one of the biggest things that like impacts me. And this isn't my discussion list. This is just something that I just thought off the top of my head. What I'm thinking about is that how lonely this job can be. Like, I just feel like sometimes I'm sitting here on my own talking to this camera thinking, I'm the only one in this room. Like, I've been here for 8 hours. I'm going a bit crazy. So I don't know if you feel that.
You know, I would say that, honestly, I've always managed, it's probably the way I've handled autism growing up. Because I grew up moving around the world. I grew up in about 26 other countries. And that happened between the age of 4 to the age of 15. And that really forced me to get used to a lot of different environments with a lot of different people and just being comfortable with myself in general. So I guess in a lot of ways, no matter the environment I was in, I could be comfortable with myself. And if I wanted to be with people, I knew how to make that work. So in the early days of YouTube, 10 years ago, me and a group of us, other YouTubers, would just hang out in Skype calls for like 10, 12 hours a day, just sitting there working on our own videos and just kind of talking to each other. Fast forward today, we're still friends. A lot of us moved up in the industry and hold really key, interesting positions. Some are executives now. And so it's really cool to have those friendships and connections that may not have existed if not with the idea of why not just have a Skype call that can last all day. So maybe that's something I would do in your position. Yeah, I think a lot of YouTube you know, just get a Discord chat going. You know, get everybody into a Discord chat, and you don't have to have a topic of discussion. Just kind of shoot the shit. Yeah.
Yeah, just be there, and that's an excellent. I used to do the same thing when I was in university or college. If you're American, I did the same thing. I had like an open kind of Skype call going all through the night with my friend who was also on my call. So we'd just like talk, and we'd be doing some work. We're like, oh hey, did you get this answer right? And that was kind of cool. That worked really well. But I never really thought about it like that, and I think that's a great idea because then you're always kind of connected to somebody. Because it does, I do feel like I get kind of lonely. It's super like this unmotivating sometimes at the best of times.
Especially with today's world, right? You know, with this whole situation that we're currently dealing with. And I think seeing how society as a whole has adapted and taken on solutions like Zoom meetings, but not just Zoom meetings for company calls, but hey, let's all get on and do a power hour with each other and see how many beers we can drink before the hour is up. And so seeing society take on that, like, evolution of being alone but not being alone is a good roadmap for anybody who feels alone, regardless of the situation we're currently in as the world.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, it's super important, and I guess it's important to like kind of find ways around like not feeling so lonely, right? And I guess that's super interesting. Right, so on to the actual topics of discussion. So this is an interesting one. We spoke briefly about this yesterday, and I was talking about Jimmy from Mr. Beast, and I was saying that Jimmy to me looks like a typical guy who's on the spectrum. Like, I relate so much to him and a lot of what he does and how he makes his content. I'm like, that guy's totally on the spectrum. But this is a question then for discussion. Why do you think, because I know a lot of YouTubers are on the spectrum, why do you think there are a bunch of people who are on the spectrum that become YouTubers or vice versa? Why do you think YouTubers are on the spectrum?
I think it's the versatility to be able to apply yourself in a very welcoming environment that's also challenging, but challenging in a way that seems to spark our interest.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a creative problem-solving environment, right?
Exactly. That was the big thing for me. I saw it as like the opportunity of opportunities. I knew it was going to be challenging, but I was like, this is better than going to law school and then going to politics. I already see the next 20 years of my life down that direction. Cool, yeah, I could knock it out of the park, but I'd rather do something that's a bit more crazy, yeah.
Yeah, no, I relate. I think that's amazing. And like, there's something about YouTube that like makes it, I think it's this whole like, it's boundaryless, it's borderless. It has this ability where you can be anybody and just put that out there. It's the only job I've ever had that I've stuck out for longer than a few months. And it kind of like has this, it's, I don't know, there's like a, almost like a, I don't know, like a magnetic appeal to it. I don't know if you get that, like where, like I'm feel drawn to it. Like there's something about it. Like when I think about creating something, when I think about making something, it's like, oh, I can make a video on that. Oh, I could make this, like, you know, it's the outlet for my brain to exercise its kind of creativeness.
You know, in a lot of ways, I would say it's like there's a magnetic appeal, but it almost feels like a gravitational slingshot, you know, like the way they can slingshot like the rocket before they send it off to, like, you know, space. Yeah, exactly. And to me, that's really what it is. It's like there's this entity, there's this environment that can pull in my creativity, but I, instead of like getting stuck in it, it like can swing slot me back out into the world, and I can take something away with it and just have fun with it too at the same time.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think like it's just so good for creative brains, and I think that a lot of people on the autism spectrum are super creative, that it just kind of just has this married approach where it just works perfectly and everybody has a good time. So here's the thing. We're talking about burnout, right? And we're going to get onto a bit more burnout stuff. But so do you think there's such thing as working too much, right? Because I don't know what your working hours are. Mine are crazy. Like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mine's crazy. I haven't even gone to bed yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously, dude.
Actually, I woke up. I'm trying to remember when I woke up. When did I wake up? I woke up yesterday at 11 o'clock in the morning, so I've been up for about 21 hours now. 21 and a half hours.
You look better than me, and I had 8 hours sleep.
I use ice packs. They help.
Oh, keep right.
I got a good skincare routine. The thing is, I just get caught up in work, and I just can't stop. Sometimes I literally will fall asleep with my laptop sitting on my chest, and then suddenly I'll try to wake up, and then hit me in the head. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I get that, where sometimes I forget to eat as well, and my girlfriend's like, dude, what are we going to eat or what? I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't even think about it, you know, like it's, I'm drinking as well. I have to have like an alarm to say, like, remember to take regular breaks to eat and drink, because that's a huge one. But I think in terms of working too much, like, at what point do you think you go, okay, enough is enough, I need to take some time? What do you think that, like, pinnacle point is before you get a burnout?
I think it's a balance of, well, first it's important to understand why we end up working so much. And I don't think it's necessarily the need to feel like we have to work, but it's really the simple fact that it's hard to turn off the brain, right? And it's like, when the brain gets going, it's like, you know, work is a very easy thing to entertain the brain with. And yeah, it does exhaust you in many ways, like emotionally, because it can challenge you and you don't always get that reward. So I think the balance is recognizing, if you're not getting that reward or instant reward from your work, then you need to find the opportunity to reward yourself.
That's true. That's a very good point.
You don't necessarily turn off the brain. Like, I got a bunch of, like, these McFarlane Lego toys things, you know, from, like, Rick and Morty and South Park. Yeah, like, I'll show you, like, this. Like, I got a bunch of these that, like, I haven't built yet, but if I need to, like, take a break, but I want to turn off my brain, I'll just open one of these and just build it for, like, an hour, and I'll feel good. I'll feel refreshed.
I get you there, because I do the same thing and with, like, research, because, like, research is, like, my big thing. I love research and stuff. So, like, I'll... Because I always have to be learning. I don't know if you're the same. Like, I always have to learn stuff. Like, my brain is never full. It's like thirsty all the time. So I have that point where I'm like, I'm freaking out because I'm trying to edit, and the edit's not going right. And I'm thinking, okay, I need to take time off and just learn about, like, you know, zero point energy or quantum vacuum energy or, you know, or something like that. And I think you're absolutely bang on the money. I never even realized. I just did it, you know. But, like, my brain just went that way. But it did get... I have this, like, almost like a guilt sometimes when I'm doing stuff like researching for leisure. I always think, like, oh, I could be doing something super productive right now. And then I have this, like, you know, this argument with myself, like, should I be, you know, and that's when I get burnout.
Yeah, I would say that really gets to, well, there's a couple of different times that gets me burnt out, right? Me as a person trying to juggle all the things I want to do throughout the day, and being able to focus and not get caught up in the thrill or something else, I can get burnt out myself. And then I, as, like, a company man who works in a very hostile environment, and when I say hostile environment, like, you have to realize companies like BuzzFeed did not meet their own projections, and they had to like lay off people. So I run a company. Luckily, my company is just too small to fail. I never have to lay off anybody. But I deal with challenges every day with YouTube's algorithm, and challenges that I know that I should not have to deal with if there was some transparency. And that's where I get burnt out, because I think a lot of times as an autistic person, I get burnt out when I'm not being communicated with. And when YouTube is not communicating with me on how the platform works, it burns me out, because I know what my click-through rates are. I know what my watch time is. I know what my audience retention is. I know that we upload every single day. I know what we're doing right. And it just sucks that something like the word "yo mama" can ding me so hard because people get sent home from reviewing videos during COVID-19. That can burn me out. See, circumstances I can't control can really burn me out.
Yo, I totally hear you there, dude. Because that's like, that it's kind of like almost like you get to a point where there's no transparency or clear communication. You get to a point where you're just literally going around in circles, and then, and it's that frustrating thing. And you think, oh, maybe it's, no, it's not. And that is like... It's probably the worst. And I totally understand where you're coming from there. And I do love that whole algorithm challenge. I love it as a puzzle. And I love all that stuff. And I'm really into that. So we could always have another conversation about that. But, like, but in terms of, like, my next question is, like, how do you know if you're heading towards a burnout? But I guess you kind of just covered that. You know, you see kind of hallmarks, don't you? You see, like, I'm not getting clear definition here. You start to feel uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, and I think it's also understanding that you as a human being, you have to, well, ideally you eat every day. We sometimes forget to eat. But ideally you eat every day and you take care of yourself every day, right? So I always think of, what am I going to reward myself with? That's not like food or anything else of that nature. Like, what is my reward? What is my project? What is my thing that's going to make me feel like I accomplished something? One day it could be laying down wooden floor for my balcony because I'm changing it into like a garden. Or just making sure I clean my apartment. Or just making sure I can get in that extra rep when I work out. Little things like that that make me feel like I accomplish more as a person. And not necessarily feel like work is all that makes me as a person.
Sure, because it is that kind of like balance. And I guess I do that sometimes where I put like working out, like I should go, like I love running. I love run for like maybe 2 to 4 miles, like when I go out running. And so sometimes I get so involved in like a project and I'm working and I'm taking on all this stuff that I put the running aside, and then when I'm not running, then I start to kind of get really down on myself, and then I'm thinking, and like you said, it's that reward of doing those things that you're not rewarding yourself, and so you know you're heading towards a slippery slope if you stop the reward, right?
Exactly, and I think a lot of times we kind of limit ourselves too. I found that like I often limit myself when it comes to how I reward myself. I mean, look. You don't have to. I kind of deal with anxiety in a lot of ways. But I've also, I think in a lot of ways, having grown up around the world, I've dealt with the benefits of like never. I guess for me, I don't really associate things with certain terminologies. Like, I know that they are real, they have real meaning, and that they are 100% what they are. But for me, as the individual that I am, I look at my anxiety. And I'm like, that's not anxiety. I never called it anxiety. I just called it like, oh, that's a weird, stupid feeling. And I hate it. But, you know, I've done it enough. I dealt with it enough. I know how to get over it. So, you know, look, I'm going to reward myself. And I'm going to deal with the anxiety of going to the airport, hop on a plane, fly 10 hours to Sweden, and just have a really great time with a really good-looking girl. Because why not? Why not?
Yeah. Why not, dude? Why not? Absolutely. So this is kind of like leading on to my last and final question for this cool video. It was kind of like, you know, from recovery from having a burnout or experiencing burnout, what do you say would be good and safe working strategies? Like would it be that? Would it be like taking that time and having like an excessive reward, like a vacation or?
I think in a lot of ways, you have to also acknowledge that burnout is always going to be part of the process, right? I would say probably the biggest thing that because I come from a very interesting family where my parents were two different generations, like 16, they were 16 years in age apart. So it's really cool to have like that perspective. They both got along really well. They get along really well. But my stepfather was definitely like, you know, look, you got to grab life by the balls, right? He comes from that generation. That is what that is. But my mother came from like kind of post-hippie generation. So she was more of a gentle type person. And so when I deal with burnout or when I deal with anything that kind of makes me afraid or it's going to stress me out, I will get discouraged for a moment, but I don't let that turn me off, right? And I think with a lot of creators, from my observation and this from people I've known, they get so emotionally invested in what they do that when they get burnt out, they completely get discouraged. They're burnt, 100% burnt, right? But when I look at getting burnt out, I'm like, okay, that's good because, you know, every great forest is born from a forest fire. That's just what it is. So you got to burn that shit out. You got to get rid of all the stuff that doesn't, if it doesn't work, get rid of it. Yeah. Embrace it.
No. Dope, that's dope. It's like a embrace what you can't ignore, right? So like it's just a fact of the matter, but also there's safe ways of doing it. And I think that you're absolutely right. And there's some great advice, actually. I'm still amazed by the whole Skype conversation thing. Such a simple thing that I've even done, and I didn't even think about doing it, you know, for work. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Dan, you know. Jesus. Anyway, right, Zach, thank you so much for taking this time to have this discussion with me. I think that's going to be super beneficial for everybody listening on the podcast and on YouTube right now. And I think that this is just a great episode. And you're doing a video on your own channel, aren't you, about autism or something very soon, maybe tomorrow or the day after or something?
Yes, definitely within the next 24-48 hours. It's I've always been open about it, but I think, you know, for a lot of people, you know, who watch the Your Mama channel, they're not quite aware who exactly makes that type of show. And yeah, I think it'd be cool too. I think the fans would really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too, dude. And I think, like, you'll be surprised. I always feel like people, like, I watch certain shows and then I realize that the people who make the shows are on the spectrum, and I'm thinking, no wonder I was so attracted to the show, right? So you're gonna have a huge amount of people be like, duh, I'm on the spectrum, it's awesome. Like, I think it's awesome. It really is awesome.
It really is.
Anyway, right, Zach, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. You're awesome.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy. All right, take it easy.
Peace.